Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. This is Andrew Battisti. Hope everybody is keeping warm or keeping cool, depending on where you're listening to us. Today we'll talk about the Lancers' big win over Detroit Wazza Flow on Saturday at the Blue Cross Arena. We'll have starting defender J.P. Reyes with us, and we'll look ahead also to this Saturday's match against the Harrisburg Heat down in Pennsylvania. We'll also spend a lot of time tonight talking about MLS Cup 2014 between the host LA Galaxy, with Landon Donovan playing his final match against the New England Revolution, the parent club of the Rochester Rhinos. So certainly a lot of interest here in Rochester, of course, with LA Galaxy's assistant coach, Rochester's Dave Sarakin, going for another MLS title. Michael Lewis was in Foxborough to witness the Red Bulls and the Revs 2-2 draw in the second leg, and that turned out to be the last match for Thierry Henry with the Red Bulls. We'll talk with Michael about that. And FIFA also announced the finalists today for their year-end awards. We'll discuss the nominees with Dick Howard and also with our host, who is calling tonight from the Italian American Sport Club, the founding home of Rochester soccer, professional soccer. Let's bring him in now, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni. How are you doing tonight, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew. All is well here at the place where soccer is born, and I'm very, very happy that and thankful that you take care of things over there at the studio, and it's a victory. Was such a great thing, fortunately, I did not attend. Unfortunately, I did not attend the first game at home, but I was amazed the tenacity and hard work that.
We have a little technical difficulties with Joe. We'll try to get him a little bit better off. I know that the Lancers were very successful on Saturday, winning 16-5 over Detroit. It was close for the first half of the game. Lancers only led 6-5 at halftime, but then they just completely dominated the second 45 or 30 minutes of the match. Always used to saying second 45 with outdoor soccer, but the Lancers defense played extremely well. They shut out Detroit for 55 minutes, the final 55 minutes of the match, and then the offense got clicking in the beginning of the fourth period, and Mauricio Salas once again the scoring hero with 4 goals on the night to match his 4 scored against Detroit in the first game of the season. He now has a total of 10 on the year, and back here with Joe Sirianni. And Joe, we're just talking about Mauricio Salas doing his thing offensively. Detroit didn't have an answer for him. He just took over the game in the latter part of the match and got his 4 goals, and the Lancers got a big win.
It was a mention on his performance. In the beginning, I was thinking, that he wasn't going to score because he was marked really close, and every time that he hit the ball, they fouled him. But he showed to them his skill and his ability to score by scoring the 4 goals, just like you said. And certainly, the game was very entertaining, and I'm really happy for the organization, that they were able to have a win at home, so that and the fans enjoyed the game. Absolutely,
They certainly didn't. Joe, you were so nervous sitting next to me in the press box. Every kick of the ball, you were sweating, and it's like you always say, it's like you're out there playing in the place of all the players out there.
Well, see, the thing is that sometimes you get involved into the game, and there has been my courage all the time to live the game and that's the way that's the way I react. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
And the Lancers will be in action on Saturday night. They go to Harrisburg to play the Harrisburg Heat, who have had some difficulties this season. They've not won a game yet. They've lost to Detroit, and they got pounded by the defending the last MISL champion, Missouri Comets, at home 24-10 over the weekend. So Lancers hope to get a victory to move to 3-1, and then they'll have a week off before hosting their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, on the 20th of December, the next Lancers home match. You don't want to miss that one. Get your tickets early. Call 872-KICK. I almost said the wrong number there. 872-KICK to get your tickets for the Rochester Lancers, for the Syracuse Silver Knights. And then the next weekend is the Wall of Fame induction ceremony. We'll be playing the Baltimore Blast, because one of the top teams in the league. They're undefeated right now. We'll be inducting the former Lancer members, Ellie Durante, the midfielder who was the member of the Three Musketeers with Frank Godoy and Francisco Escos. We'll induct the late Peter Short, defender on the 1970 championship team. Both those men were original members of the North American Soccer League. Also inducting New York State Senator-elect Rich Funke in the media division. And the final inductee is the assistant coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy, Dave Sarakin, will be, of course, coaching on the sidelines at the StubHub Center on Sunday against New England in the MLS Cup Final. And, Joe, wouldn't it be something that David could bring home another MLS title and then get inducted into the Wall of Fame in the same month? That would be something special.
Well, let me tell you, I'm pulling for them anyway. I'm pulling for Davis, especially because he is one of my favorite players of the Lancers for all the years. And he's one of the favorite person that we've been having on the show throughout the years.
So we'll see what happens. We'll talk more about the MLS Cup Final with Michael Lewis later in the show. We do want to mention at the top of the show here, we want to congratulate Rochester's Abby Wambach, who was nominated once again for FIFA Women's Player of the Year. She's nominated along with Marta, and she always gets nominated. And the third nominee is the European Player of the Year from Germany, Nadine Kessler, plays for Wolfsburg, the two-time European women's champions. It's going to be interesting, Joe. I went back and looked at some of the stats. I mean, Nadine Kessler is an offensive midfielder. She scores a lot of goals, and she led her team to two straight championships in Europe. So certainly she has a lot of credentials. Also plays for the German national team, one of the stars for them. Marta didn't play a lot of matches because they really can't play her. The team that she plays for in Sweden, Rosenborg, but she is nominated again, I think, probably more for her name value than anything else. And then you have Abby, who missed part of the year with a injury, as we know, for the Flash. But she scored 14 goals in 16 matches for the U.S. national team and was a leading scorer in CONCACAF Women's World Cup qualifying. So it's going to be interesting to see what the group does, because, you know, last year we had Nadine Angerer from Germany was the Player of the Year, the German goalkeeper. So we'll see, will they go with another German player, or will they maybe go back to Abby, considering the success she had this year, or maybe surprise everybody and go with Marta for the fact that she's Marta?
Well, I think they should go with Abby, because perhaps this, that's the last time that they have the pleasure of Abby, and certainly she deserves it. She deserved it because she did a lot of things in a short period of time, due to her injury. So I would think that those who vote for the final selection would remember that and take that in consideration.
Well, you have to also remember, you know, FIFA doesn't put, unfortunately, put a lot of credence in the women's game. You know, the story that Abby told about the fact they didn't even know who Marta was. Some of the dignitaries when they saw her. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And
I know.
But we'll see, because again, Nadine Kessler is a name you don't hear in the United States. Certainly, she's very well known in Europe, being a, you know, member of the German national team and a member of Wolfsburg, the European champions. You know, we don't have that in this country. We don't have a UEFA Champions League for women. We don't even have a Champions League for women at all in CONCACAF. So really, it's what the players here do for the national team, what they do in NWSL. And I'm sure that, you know, there's players that were in the NWSL, I think, that should have probably made the final list from the year they had here, but that didn't happen. So,
well,
what are you going to do?
It's one of those consequences that one of the things that's going to, as the years go by, we're going to get all those.
Because I think that's the case, Joe.
See, at the end of the day, they're going to have to recognize that the woman game has come to, you know, has come to of age, and they need to recognize that.
And next year, of course, is the Women's World Cup. So next year we'll have that as the dominating factor for deciding the Women's Player of the Year. But
exactly.
So, Joe, I appreciate you coming on. I know you have to get to your event at the Italian American Sport Club, and we'll look forward to having you back with us live here in the studio next Monday night.
Thank you so much, Andrew, and thank you for carrying on what needs to be done.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Joe Siriani, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, member of the Lancers Wall of Fame, a founding member, as and deservedly so, for all the work he's done over many, many years in soccer in Rochester and in the North American Soccer League. Talking about FIFA, we'll talk about the other FIFA awards, the big one, the Ballon d'Or. Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Manuel Neuer, the German goalkeeper. We'll get Dick Howard's thoughts on who he thinks is going to win that award in January. Plus, we'll talk about what's happened overseas in Europe over this past week. A lot of things going on there. We'll talk about that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Zerboni, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
La, 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 la.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers are on the road this Saturday night to face the Harrisburg Heat in MASL action starting at 7:05. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLineSportsCast.com. The Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, December 20th for an afternoon match against their biggest rival, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting our Lancers or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by our newest sponsor, the Van Bortel Auto Group. Today until 8 o'clock, the Van Bortel Auto Group is celebrating Pink Monday. All survivors of breast cancer will receive a $1,000 discount off any new or used car at Van Bortel Subaru. They're open tonight until 8 p.m., so go over to Van Bortel Subaru located in Victor. You got about an hour and 15 minutes to get there. And it's also a good at Van Bortel Ford in East Rochester and Van Bortel Chevy in Macedon as well. So, again, we could just salute Van Bortel Auto Group for doing this for all survivors of breast cancer. Dick, good evening. Boy, a lot of news
evening,
going
Andrew.
On today.
How you doing?
It's not too bad trying to get back into the swing of things after the holiday weekend. And, boy, a lot of news today, especially out of Switzerland, the FIFA awards. And, boy, there's going to be a lot of talk, I think, about how the voting is going to go for these different awards. And starting right at the top with the Ballon d'Or, you've got the two usual suspects, Mr. Messi and Mr. Ronaldo, who have had two great seasons. But then you've got the wild card in there. Manuel Neuer, the champion German goalkeeper from Bayern Munich, and of course the world champion German national team. And you have to think, it's really a question, what do you weigh more? Do you weigh club success more, or do you weigh World Cup success more? And I think that's the question. I think, you know, if you look at it from
the
World Cup
side, Andrew, there's
Neuer,
only one winner, Manuel Neuer. You know, you look at what he did with his club, Bayern München, and then with the German national team in Brazil. And Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi can't say that. They've done it at the club level, but not at the top level. So you knew I would go for Emmanuel Neuer anyway, being a former goalkeeper. But I think he has shown that he is the complete goalkeeper. And it's been great to see how he's developed his role and responsibilities in the game, from being a shot stopper to dealing with things in and around the penalty area to playing as a sweeper keeper. He's really, I think, tied in with a temperament that is ideally suited for the position. And it just brought back memories. I was a big fan when I was a youngster of a Hungarian goalkeeper called Gyula Grosics, and he was sort of the early version of a sweeper-keeper in the 50s and 60s for the great Hungarian team. And I'd love to see it, because I think the last time a goalkeeper won it was 1963, when the great Lev Yashin won the award, but then it was just operated by France Football magazine. So, my money, Manuel Neuer.
Well, again, Dick, you have some ulterior motives, and you've said that. But it's going to be interesting, because Messi was named the Golden Ball winner in the World Cup as the tournament's best player. He's also had 52 goals in 62 games for club and country. and he has played very well this year. Ronaldo, although I think has bettered him, I think he is would be ahead of Messi with the leading Real Madrid to the European Championship, and also his exploits this year and this season. He's outscoring complete teams by himself, and he is the unquestioned best player right now in the world as a field player. So it's good. Like I said, we'll see what the pundits have to say and how the voting goes.
Well, it'll be very interesting because the listeners should know the voting process is open to the captains and head coaches of men's national and women's and national teams, the 209 member associations, as well as to members of the international media. So these people are the ones that will make the final decision that will be announced on January the 12th in the Congress House in Zurich, a magnificent setting. In fact, I was there in 2008 when Cristiano Ronaldo won his first award. And on that note, Andrew, and I think you and Joe and everybody will reiterate this, he received his award from the great Pelé. And given, you know, that Pelé is having a tough time at the moment, we wish him certainly well in his recovery from, you know, the ailment that he's been diagnosed with, and hopefully, as I say, is on the road to recovery, because he's been such a fabulous ambassador for the game, and we hope that things will work out well for him.
I think there were some reports that were, I think, a little overblown. Even he said that himself, and that they were jumping the gun a little bit. Obviously, you know, any time Pelé is sick, or anything happening to him is world news. But I think it may have been a little bit overblown. Hopefully, that is the case, and he will make a full recovery. Another interesting voting, Dick, I think is going to be the coach of the year on the men's side. You really have three gentlemen who all have had tremendous years. Joachim Löw, the head coach of the world champion Germans. Carlo Ancelotti, the head coach of Real Madrid, who led his team to the European Championship. And then Diego Simeone of Atletico Madrid, who led his team to the final of the European Championships and the La Liga title against all odds. And again, it's you have to weigh out club versus country. And which do you mean? What Joachim Löw did, the first European team to ever win a World Cup in South America, is a tremendous accomplishment. But Simeone, what he did at Atletico Madrid is not short of amazing. And then Ancelotti, you know, he led his team to the championship of Europe. And so all three of these coaches, I think, could easily win this.
Three excellent candidates, aren't they? And especially given the way Real Madrid are playing at the present time in La Liga. And Joachim Löw, you know, with what he did with the German national team over the years. I'd put my money, I'd like to see a Diego Simeone. He's... you know, done such a magnificent job with a team that really didn't have the resources of the other teams in La Liga or in European football. And I don't think he'll get it. I think it's going to go to either Ancelotti or Löw. But as I say, he should be recognized, and he has been, obviously, with being nominated for the final three with his work with the other team in Madrid.
We should mention, of course, Ancelotti. Real Madrid has won 16 games in a row. They're
incredible, isn't it? Yeah, just a great
record. Start
to the season. After well, an indifferent start the first few games, you thought, well, losing to Real Sociedad and not looking too good, to now 16 games, you know, in unbeaten in Champions League and La Liga and the Cup in Spain.
It's incredible. The other interesting, I think the interesting award is the goal of the year, the Puskas Award, named for the great Hungarian player. Robin van Persie, the swan dive goal, which just set off incredible amounts of imitators around the world. James Rodriguez, the goal he scored for Colombia against Uruguay in the World Cup. And then you have the outsider, which was put in place because of a tremendous YouTube following, Stephanie Roche, the Irish international female player playing for Piemont United against Wexford Youths in October of 2013, scored a goal that has been tweeted or replayed on YouTube millions of times. I watched it today for the first time. A magnificent goal where she takes a ball, juggles it like 2-3 times, and then volleys into the upper corner. Very, very similar to the goal that James Rodriguez scored against Uruguay. But my money is on Van Persie. I mean, that goal just sent shockwaves around the world. It was just one of the most beautiful things you would ever see, and I think it's going to win it.
Who do you think's going to win it?
Van Persie.
Van Persie. No, I like Stephanie Roach. If you look at what she did with the way the ball was crossed in, that she controlled it and turned and volleyed it, just outstanding. You know, yes, she should get the award. It was a fabulous goal, and I'm sure players try and replicate what she did. Those usually end up in the stands or, you know, well off target. But I thought it was a superb goal, and I'd love to see her getting the award, to be quite honest.
I think she'll be the sentimental favorite. But I just looking back, I went back and looked at some of the reports on when Van Persie scored that goal, and the news, it literally had made news around the world, and there were immediate thousands of imitators trying to match what Van Persie did on that goal. I mean, and the not just that, it's the importance of that goal that he scored against Spain. I mean,
well, there's significantly more people watching Van Persie's goal and also Jaime Rodriguez than the 95 people apparently that were in the stands to see Stephanie Roche scoring her goal, but that was the golazo for me, and it will be interesting to see how it goes. It will probably go with the two players scoring the goals in the World Cup, but I'd love to see Stephanie being recognised for just a superb event. And if you watch and see it on YouTube, you see the coach on the sidelines. He's just going absolutely crazy. He cannot believe what he's just seen. I think he's a coach. He looks like a coach. He's acting like a coach. He's demonstrating like a coach. But people should have a look at that YouTube footage of that goal. It was just amazing. Golazo.
It was. I mean, all three of them are certainly deserving of the award. We'll see what the voters say on that award. And that's coming up again in January in Switzerland. Are you planning on going, Dick, this year?
No, I won't be there this year. Last time around, I had a committee meeting in FIFA House, and they invited all the committee members down. But it's a fabulous event, Andrew. It's sort of very much, you know, a red carpet affair. You get all the fans coming down the red carpet and signing autographs and getting photographs taken. Because it really is the Oscars of soccer, isn't it? And
yes.
It is a remarkable event, and FIFA do a great job in promoting it. And if you're a fan of soccer and you want to get the autographs of the top stars, that's the place to go to, because they're all in evidence at the Congress House in Zurich. Marvelous facility.
January 12th, and it'll be broadcasted live around the world. I'm sure we broadcast it on one of the channels here in the United States. Quick, Dick, we had a couple notes. Obviously, the big news out of England, Manchester City getting the big win in Southampton. I think showing
good win.
That the Saints,
surprise
I think,
win.
May have been a little over their heads. But what can you say about Frank Lampard? My goodness.
No wonder he wants to stay on a little bit longer rather than coming over the Atlantic.
But I think the fans in New York have to be extremely excited to see a player of that caliber.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of his, and I've always have been. So it would be great to see him playing in Major League Soccer. And my boys didn't do too well against Sunderland, but again, after they pounded Schalke, I think it's understandable. But they did drop 2 points, and we'll see what happens. They get a big match against Spurs on the weekend. So
yeah, because Spurs had a good win against one of the Merseyside clubs, I think, didn't they?
Yes,
the other day?
They did. Sorry about that.
A good close game. I thought Everton might have got away with a tie, but full credit to Spurs and Soldado finally scoring a goal, which he's been on the cards for quite a few months. But it was a good game, and we'll give a little bit of encouragement to fans of Tottenham Hotspur and their coach, who's been a little bit under the gun, as are several coaches now in the Premiership following poor results by their teams.
That's certainly the case. And A lot of season to go yet, but Dick, one last big event happening in Canada on Saturday, the Women's World Cup draw will take place. Can you give us some details on what's going to be happening?
Yeah, it'll be held in Ottawa, I believe, and on the weekend. I think it's going to be really well attended by many fans of the game because, obviously, it's the start of the preparations for the Women's World Cup next year, so it really will be quite, a spectacular event put on by the Canadian Soccer Association. And there's some great teams going into the draw, so it will be interesting to see who ends up where in regards to the tournament. I'm really looking forward to what could be one of the big sporting events in Canada next year in 2015.
And they had the under-20 Men's World Cup a few years back. I was able to see some matches there. I'm hoping to come up for at least a couple matches in the Women's World Cup. The draw will be on Fox Sports 1. It starts at 12 noon on Saturday. So forget college football and all of that. The MLS Cup Finals not till Sunday. This is the big event. We'll see where the U.S. gets drawn, and more importantly, where will they be playing? Because I know a lot of fans, especially here in Rochester, want to go see Abby play in the World Cup Finals, maybe for the last time. And if the U.S. is in Ottawa or Montreal, that'll make it a little bit easier for the folks around here to see the matches. So we'll see what the luck of the draw gives us. Hopefully there won't be any frozen balls like in 1990 where was it Sophia Loren pulled out the U.S. and Italy in the same group.
We will discuss the outcome next week, Andrew. It should be interesting.
It should be. We'll give everybody the update on what's going to be happening. Or next week also is the final group stage matches in the European Championships. So we'll in the UEFA Champions League. So we'll talk about that as well. And Dick, thanks so much for being with us. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you. Ciao.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week on our show talking about international soccer from Europe to South America to Canada to anywhere in the world that news is happening. We'll talk about it here on our show. Coming up next, we'll be joined by our special guest, Rochester Lancers defender J.P. Reyes, the team preparing for Saturday's match against the Harrisburg Heat in Pennsylvania. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Rochester Lancers are on the road this Saturday night to face the Harrisburg Heat in MASL action starting at 7:05. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLineSportsCast.com. The Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, December 20th for an afternoon match against their biggest rival, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting our Lancers or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Siriano will be back with us next week. And joining us right now from the Rochester Lancers, one of the starting defenders and the defender who helped the Lancers just shut out the Detroit Wazza Flow for 55 minutes straight in the match on Saturday. The Lancers winning it 16-5. J.P. Reyes joins us now. His appearance brought to you by the Lancers. The team's in Harrisburg on Saturday, 7:05 kickoff. The next home match is the 20th of December, Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena against the Syracuse Silver Knights. You don't need to hear anything more than that. I mean, Syracuse, the biggest rival. You want to be there for the derby match between Rochester and Syracuse. And there'll be special guests from the children's favorite movie, Elsa and Anna, will be there. And you don't have to tell you what movie that is. I'm sure everybody knows. 872-KICK to get your tickets. JP, thank you for being with us, and congratulations on the big win on Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on the air.
No problem. And, boy, you guys in the defense with Joey Capinos and yourself and Jake Schindler and all the defenders really stepped it up against Detroit. They got the two goals early in the first quarter, but after that, you guys really closed them down. What did you do after they scored those two goals to change things up and keep them from scoring the rest of the way?
Well, it's really just about keeping promise to our system of how we're starting to play. So we just wanted to keep doing what we're doing. Those first two goals were really goals that one went, you know, it was a drop ball, a ball on the ground that just went through the legs of somebody, and the other one was just a mismatch marking. So as long as we stick to the script that Doug has for us, we shouldn't really get scored on too much.
And you guys, it seemed, I was watching the match up in the press box, it seemed like Detroit was setting the pace. They slowed the game down, but I think that allowed you guys to really set the defense, and it was almost like they had to pass the ball around the perimeter, and when they did get a chance on goal, either it was a nice block play or Joey Capinos made some great saves to keep his former club from scoring the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Joey Capinos definitely stepped it up, especially against his own club or his old former club. He's been playing very well in the games. He's been playing very well at practice. He definitely deserved to be out on the field on Saturday.
Yeah, he was. And it's tough, you know, when you play against your old team, as long you know what the players are going to be doing. Even though Detroit did have a couple of new additions, I think from the last game. Even I think they picked up a couple of new players that I didn't recognize. They had the one big guy, AJ Jobe, who's like 6'6". How'd you guys handle him? He seemed like he had a lot of the ball, but he didn't really get into dangerous places to have an impact on goal.
Well, with guys like that, Chris Williams and AJ, those guys are bigger guys. So we kind of had to contain them by giving them a little bit of space, because if we're tight on them, they're going to physically try to turn on us. So we kind of had to let them, give them a few yards, and then gain our grounds with support. It showed. We only conceded two goals, and that's because of the way that we tried to play, which we've been doing at practice. Doug's been trying to implement that as a we defend as a team, and it's really been helping us out.
Yeah, and the team had given up 15 goals in the first two games, and knocking it down to just two on Saturday was obviously a huge improvement. And you know, if you can hold teams to two goals, you're going to win most of the games in this league.
Yeah, I mean that's the goal. Our goal is to make sure that we defend as a team, and we don't concede more than 10 goals, and we should be able to do it because we have the firepower up top to get more than 10 goals, which is, as long as we're defending as a team, we're going to be successful this season. especially against Syracuse on December 20th.
That's right. That's a big game. And how big was the goal in the second quarter that Maurizio scored to put you guys ahead at halftime? It was I believe it was a power play goal that he scored. It was late in the quarter, and was it a big lift for you guys to go in at halftime with the lead?
Yeah, I mean, during halftime, we went to the locker room and we set a goal. We set a goal to make sure that we score the first goal, and then we keep them at five. And every quarter, we had goals that we had to set in order for us to make sure that we go in the route that we're supposed to go. So at half, it's funny you say that, because at half, we made that into one of our marks. We make sure that we score the first goal. And then after the first 7.5 minutes, we make sure that we don't let them concede any more goals. So we kept going with the game plan, and we stuck to it, and we executed.
Last 5 minutes of a half and first 5 minutes of the second half is crucial, and whether you're playing outdoors or indoors, you did the job that you needed to do, and it was a big win. And now, of course, you got Harrisburg on Saturday. Harrisburg has struggled a bit. They have not won a game this year. But they are playing at home, and even though they were beaten pretty handily by Missouri on Saturday, I know they're going to be trying to get that first win against the Lancers. They're the first time you ever played them. So what do you expect to see from the Harrisburg Heat?
Well, we're not going to take any team lightly. That's for sure. I mean, we took Ontario lightly, and we took Detroit first time lightly, and we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to make sure that we stick to our game plan and that we're ready to play like as if we're playing every team like it's a final. And we're going to take it in that route game by game, and that for sure will make us successful against Harrisburg.
Yeah, Harrisburg, a team that's, again, not won a game this year, is looking at their schedule. They played Detroit twice and lost to them, and then they lost to Baltimore 27-0, and they lost to Missouri 24-10. They were well down in that game. They did come back a little bit at the end, but, again, playing at home, they're going to be tough, and they have just the one game on the weekend, and as do the Lancers. So it should be a good one. It's going to be Saturday at 7:05, and then you guys have a week off again early in the year before Syracuse comes in, and I know you don't want to look ahead to Syracuse past Harrisburg. I know you guys are going to be focused on them, but, you know, Syracuse is in the back of your minds, I'm sure, and they've started off a little rough, but they've had some tough games against Baltimore, so you know they're a quality side. They beat Ontario 18-2, so you know they've got the players that can certainly do very well in this league.
Yeah, Harrisburg, I mean, Syracuse is going to be a quality team to play, and we're also mentally preparing ourselves for that one. We're not going to disregard Harrisburg, and we're going to come in and play hard and make sure that we get the win, but we're also focused on Syracuse because that's our rival team. That's a team that we want to win and we have to win.
That's right. And so first game, the first is the Harrisburg Heat on Saturday. You can watch the game on Go Live Sports starting at 7:05, and then back home at 1 p.m. afternoon game against the Syracuse Silver Knights on December 20th, just before Christmas. So a great chance for you to go to the game and then do your late Christmas shopping afterwards. So, JP, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Really appreciate it. And, again, congratulations on the win Saturday. And we look forward to watching you guys on the Internet on this coming Saturday against Harrisburg.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, JP. JP Reyes here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll preview the MLS Cup Final between the LA Galaxy and New England Revolution next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
To be seen, a kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always had to be. Don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé,
Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Treat the soccer fan on your Christmas list with 2015 Flash season tickets. Ticket packages are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Lancers are on the road this Saturday night to face the Harrisburg Heat in MASL action starting at 7:05. You can watch the match live online by visiting GoLiveSportsCast.com. The Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, December 20th for an afternoon match against their biggest rival, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting our Lancers or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you tonight by the Rochester Rhinos. Rochester Rhinos have extended their Black Friday specials to Monday tonight at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. You can purchase holiday packs, holiday orders, and you can get a Rhinos Panda if you get between up to $50 worth of merchandise, two general admission tickets for $50 to $99.99. Anything over $100, you get the two club tickets for next season. Go to the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com to get your Rhinos gear and prepare for the 20th anniversary season of the Rhinos. Michael, how are things in New York? Certainly a lot of news, that's for sure.
One of the busiest days / times of the year, and we're out of season. How ironic about that, huh?
Yeah, well, it's almost out of season. You think you're going to be flying to beautiful, sunny Southern California for the MLS Cup final, and it sounds like a nice little weekend trip.
I'm looking forward to it. It's 70 degrees there, the high of 70 degrees for the next several days. I leave Wednesday, come back next Monday. I've got a bunch of stories to do, obviously. The big storyline is Landon Donovan's final game ever, this one for the Galaxy. And there are many other storylines as well, too. I dropped an email to David Sarakin yesterday before the game, and I told him, tell Bruce Arena, the coach, that I will be very, very angry if the very, very angry at him if the Galaxy doesn't reach the final. And the reason is because I made plane reservations to Los Angeles and not Seattle. I
I could have gotten around it, obviously, go to L.A. and then pick up a plane to Seattle, but it would have made the day and the trip much longer. But I never got a response directly from Dave Sarokin, but I guess you could say the Galaxy did respond on the field. So I'm going to bring that up to Dave when I do see him in L.A. later this week.
Well, I was listening to the games actually on satellite radio. I was doing some work for my wife, so I couldn't watch the games on television, but I was listening to the New England broadcast and then the Seattle broadcast. And boy, what a great advertisement for MLS. Two incredible semifinal series. Both came right down to the last second, and it was intense. It was great soccer. You had the star power out there, and I think you have to be just really happy with the way things are going, Mike. I mean, this is American soccer, and it's showing that the world that, you know, there's passion here. The games were sold out, and I think the two best teams are in the final.
No doubt about that. It's funny, both games, the trailing teams, if they scored, they wouldn't have just equalized. They would have gone ahead. That was the fun thing because of the away goal situation. I was just hoping the Red Bulls Revs game, Revolution game, was not going to be a scoreless draw, that the Red Bulls were going to score early just to make it interesting, and it worked out perfectly. I mean, you might say, well, gee, you cover the Red Bulls regularly. You want to see them win. I root for a story, and I wanted a lively game in front of me, and I think me and the other journalists and many fans got it. And you could say the same thing with the, like you said, the L.A. and Seattle game. Seattle scores two goals, and they've got L.A. sweating until they put one in. But Seattle did not give up and pounded away into stoppage time. But you're absolutely right. Two great games to advertise the league. I wish more games would be played at that intensity. But I think as the league grows and improves, hopefully regular season games, more and more regular season games will be like that.
Well, I think if the fans see these teams in action, they see the passion, they will come out. I mean, it's going to be certain cities will do it more than others. I mean, we know Seattle, they had 50,000 people at the game, and the Seahawks had already played on Thanksgiving, so that was the only game in town. And the Sounders faithful did it again, showing why they're the best fans, they're the best attended team in the league. But let's go back to the Red Bulls for a second, because obviously the other big news that happened today is that Thierry Henry officially announced his retirement from the Red Bulls. We don't know if he's retiring from soccer completely yet. That's, I guess, something that needs to be determined. But I think everybody that I saw, the players, the fans, the coaches, they were all thanking him for what he's done in Major League Soccer over the past few years, brought a tremendous amount of credibility and great play into the league, and the league's going to miss him. I mean, he's one of the greatest players of our generation.
Yeah, we could have an entire show about him. I'm going to be writing a column about him for Soccerly later this week, and I have a pretty good idea of what I'm going to say. I'm not going to give too much away, but essentially, you know, how much of a success was he in this country? And basically, There are pros and cons to how successful he was. Definitely watching a player with his skill and vision, that is a success. Did he raise the Red Bulls' level of play? Yes. But he did not win a championship. And that's what he is all about. Now, if you go by European standards, yes, he did win a championship, the Supporters' Shield, that traditional marathon, not the a cup or the playoffs, but we're in the United States, we're not in France, we're not in England, and here the playoffs mean something. The regular season, as long as you get into the playoffs, the regular season essentially doesn't mean very much, but I guess his legacy is a very, very checkered one. Many, many good points, don't get me wrong, but I think that's got to be somewhere inside, he's got to be kicking himself. Man, I did not get to win the playoffs, to win MLS Cup, or at least get to the final during his tenure here. again, not that he didn't try, but that has to be, he didn't check off that box, let's put it that way.
Well, it happens. I mean, I think a lot of players can say that in their careers, that they didn't win the biggest championship, but I mean, we remember him as one of the great players, and we'll certainly miss him in Major League Soccer. But coming up on Sunday is the match. I mean, you've got the hottest team in the league, one loss in their last 16 games, New England Revolution, coincidentally coming when Jermaine Jones joined the team. It just turned that franchise around. They were in the doldrums, and they're on fire. They're the best team in the league over the last 3-4 months. And they're playing against a team in Los Angeles who, at home, scored 44 goals in 17 matches and gave up 14. And that's in the regular season. In the playoffs, they had a 5-0 win and a 1-0 win. So it's going to be at the home field advantage. And but on top of that, Landon Donovan's final match, it's going to be an absolute zoo in Los Angeles on Sunday. And, of course, there's no NFL in Los Angeles either, so it's the only game in town. And I think it's going to be something special. But the question is it going to be the hype? Is it going to overshadow maybe what L.A. needs to do to win this match? Because New England, it's not like the 5-1 pasting they put on them earlier in the year at the StubHub Center. This is a completely different New England team, and they're going to be very hard to beat.
I think you got to throw that result out because Jermaine Jones has transformed the team so much. Saying that, if you take a look at, you know, if you put things into the computer, I think L.A. will be playing for Landon Donovan for obvious reasons. Hopefully for their sake, they don't get out of their game. But if you put everything into, as I like to call it, my super brainiac soccer computer, I would think L.A. would prevail because they're playing at home. Landon's last game, I think Landon will find a way to be part of at least one goal, and I say part of either creating or scoring it. I think it will be a Hollywood ending, either 1-0, 2-1, something like that. I think it's going to be a tight game. We make a big deal about Robbie Keane, Landon Donovan, and the attack, but they have a pretty solid defense there, too, so we kind of forget about that. And I just think L.A. will prevail again. And Bruce Arena will get yet another championship. He's a championship coach. He's done so much in his career. He's the best American-born coach in soccer history. Simple as that.
Well, he certainly is. And Donovan, the best American player ever, arguably. I mean, some people might disagree, but I think one of the things I'm looking forward to, I think it's going to be a wide-open game. You got two teams that can really, really play offensively. And I think that the defenses are going to be hard-pressed to keep the ball out of the net. We may see a very high-scoring game, maybe not to the level of the 6-5 championship in the first NASL title game way back when, which also featured a Los Angeles team. But I think there's going to be some goals scored, and maybe the team that scores last may end up being the champion. And I just hope it doesn't go to penalties. I really don't want to see it end that way. I think it would be very dramatic, but I don't like to see penalties like what happened last year. I mean, you want to see the game decided on the field. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, because it becomes a crapshoot. I mean, I'll tell you this. I know the Galaxy would not want to see it. And actually, both the Galaxy and the Revolution have, you know, lost in penalties in MLS Cup before. The Revs in, what, 2005, I believe, 2006, and then the Galaxy in 2009 to Real Salt Lake. So I don't think the players or coaches wanted to go that route for so many different reasons. It's just not a very good way to decide games or for teams to move on and that sort of thing. I just hope it's in regulation. Even though the game starts early enough for everyone, I'll tell you this, I never like overtime games, extra time games, whatever you want to call them, because I write a lot of newspaper stories on deadline, and that just cuts into my writing time afterwards. And I think other journalists will complain the same way I am about it.
Well, I think you'll have a lot to write about. There's so many storylines, and you know, for Rochester, I think it's the ideal final for Rochester. You've got the Rochester's affiliate, their parent club, the New England Revolution, and you got Dave Sarakin, the Rochester's native, and being inducted into the Relentless Wall of Fame this year, the assistant coach of the Galaxy. So, Michael, have a great, safe trip to Los Angeles. Enjoy the beautiful weather, and we'll be watching on Sunday, 3 p.m. kickoff in the East Coast, in the United States, the LA Galaxy against the New England Revolution. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Michael and Dick Howard, of course, as always, for being on the show. And our special guest, J.P. Reyes. Lancers on Saturday will be in Harrisburg, 7 p.m. kickoff. Next home game, the 20th against Syracuse at 1. The Wall of Fame game, 27th, 1 p.m. against Baltimore. This is Andrew Battisti. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank, of course, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again for you on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson, Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.